Our sermon text is from the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. In verses 1 through 7, the voice of God is speaking directly to the prophet. And then in verses 8 and 9, God is speaking directly to the people. And in verses 10 and 11, God is speaking once again directly to the prophet. That's why the tenses change. So this is Hosea chapter 11, starting at verse 1. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. They shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword rages in their cities. It consumes their oracle priests and devours because of their schemes. My people are bent on turning away from me. To the Most High they call, but he does not raise them up at all. And then in verse 8, God speaks directly to the people. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zebulun? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. And then in verse 10, speaking once again to the prophet, they shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion. When he roars, his children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Do you recall the first time you saw a picture of yourself as an infant or a very young toddler? If you're like our kids, you were incredulous that that was you. I remember our kids very assertively telling us that they had never been a baby. And even now as adults, when we look at our baby pictures, we don't remember who took the picture, the occasion for that picture taking. Every now and then I hear novelists who claim to have memories from birth, but I'm a little bit skeptical. We don't remember, but our parents do, or the adults who are caring for us at the time, they remember. And while we may not have a conscious memory of it, our bodies probably remember. The more I learn about attachment, the more I realize that our bodies themselves have a memory of either being loved and cared for from the very beginning or being neglected from the very beginning, or perhaps both. And likewise, God proclaims to Israel, or Ephraim, which was one of the tribes of Israel. So when God says Ephraim, it's the same as saying Israel. God tells them that I cared for them from the very beginning. Even if they don't remember it, God remembers it. And the prophet Hosea, who is a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel, a big part of his ministry was reminding the people that God had loved them from the very beginning. As the story of Hosea begins, God tells Hosea to marry and fall in love with a wife who will be unfaithful. And so Hosea marries Gomer. And she is unfaithful, but Hosea never gives up on her. And his marriage becomes a parable of God's love for Israel. That even though Israel forgets God and turns away, God doesn't give up. And even with the foreign entanglements, even as Assyria conquers Israel, and if you've ever heard of the lost tribes of Israel, that was from when Assyria conquered the northern kingdom of Israel, and those 10 tribes got scattered. But even though that event happened in history, and even though that traumatic event happened in history, Hosea the prophet wants us to know something very important about the character of God. The true character of God is revealed in the one who brings us up as infants to the divine cheeks, who nurses us, protects us. Such tender imagery that the creator of the universe would scoop us up in arms and care for us. And in the Christian tradition, God is not only that intimate, but God even becomes born like one of us, intimately involved in our lives, knowing our joys and sorrows. And God is a loving mother, the loving father who frets when the toddler runs into the street without looking. God is a loving parent who loves us even when we engage in self-destructive behavior. God is the one who loves us through our journey with addictions, and we're all addicted to something. And God loves us through that journey and doesn't give up. And God's wrath is the fire of God's love. And the ultimate aim is restoration, not destruction. And then Hosea says that God will roar. That God will roar like a lion, and the children of Israel shall come trembling from the west. I love that imagery. It's a roar of mercy. Even in a world filled with a cacophony of war and destruction and divisive voices, there is a roar that is louder than all those voices. It is the roar of mercy. It is the roar of God's fierce love that will never give up on us. And maybe it's because of this chapter in Hosea that C.S. Lewis made Aslan the lion such an important character in the Chronicles of Narnia. And if you haven't read them, I don't want to give too much away, but Aslan, many people see as representing Christ and a love that doesn't give up on us. And one of the characters asks, is Aslan safe? I mean, he's a lion after all. Are lions really safe? And after that character asks, is Aslan safe? The reply is, of course he isn't safe, but he's good. Now, if by safety we mean safety from ultimate harm, then yes, God is very safe. But if by safety we mean that we don't have to go through a sometimes painful process of self-transformation and growth, well, no, in that sense, the lion is not safe. But nonetheless, our great hope is that there is a roar of mercy that calls all of us. And in a moment, we will welcome new members to our church family who have found their way home. All glory and praise be to our God. Amen.